Hello, you're the Vox from Vox.org. It's good to be back with you guys tonight on Monday, June 25th, 2007. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So, here I am again. Things are definitely like getting a little bit more normal over here, which is kind of cool. But obviously, there's been some crazy stuff going on this week, you know. Maybe you guys have heard all the sirens that were going off in your area, because Mars just moved signs into Taurus, where thank God it's finally out of Aries. That was just one of the most annoying times I've ever experienced. Great highs, great lows, weird stuff, all kinds of weird arguments and stuff. But we'll get into some stuff in a minute, but I'm going to check out a client right now. Hey, with Vox, what's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Vox. What's going on?
Nothing. I had a couple of big things going on in my life right now.
Okay.
So I didn't know if I should ask a question or just let you see what you see.
Well, it's always better to just jump in, dive in with the actual question, because it'll be more specific for you.
My husband and I have separated.
Okay. Now, what's your first name and your birthday?
Vanessa, 5675.
Okay. And you see the Scorpio?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I kind of saw this one coming, huh?
Yeah. You've been telling us for a while now.
Damn it all to hell. Well, hopefully you tried to work it out.
I think we did.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. So let's just check it out and see what's going on. What's your specific question about it?
Maybe the near future outcome.
Okay. Well, he had a lot of homework to do, and I'm sorry that he didn't feel like he needed to do it. You got the Three of Swords, the Ten of Swords, and the Ace of Discs. The most important thing to recognize right now is it feels worse than it really is. You know what I mean? It's like almost getting surgery to get something removed that's killing you, but you're recuperating from the cuts of the surgery, and it feels like awful. Mm-hmm. You know, so the Three of Swords definitely shows you're going to be dealing with the lawyers, trying to separate your stuff, get all that stuff together. Now, is he really this pissed off? I mean, I can imagine anybody who's going through a separation is pissed off, but
he has his moments where he's super nice, and then he has his moments of delusional jealousy kind of stuff.
Yeah,
lately he's been pretty nice.
Well, he's got the Ten of Swords coming out here, and that's definitely kind of threatening. And he knows, and I know, I mean, it's kind of a weird situation to be talking about somebody on the radio like this, kind of in front of their back, you know what I mean? But he needs serious medication, and you definitely need to let him know. If he gives you any crap, you're going to have to put a restraining order on him, and it's not going to be pretty, because he looks like he can get physically violent. I mean, I don't want to trash him here, because he's actually, kind of a former client and stuff, but I just got to tell you what I see. He's really losing it. You know, has he been going to the doctor yet?
Yes.
Good, because he needs that, and he really kind of needs to stay away from you for a while, and you need to let his therapist know that if he can't deal with you in a positive fashion, that you're going to have to put a restraining order. And I will say something, and I don't think he's an evil guy. I really don't. I would have told you that a long time ago. I think he's completely out of his discipline right now. He just doesn't know how to react. And uh-huh. I swear to God, I do not want you around him at all without another person there. I don't want you with him anymore privately, all by yourself. You understand me?
Okay.
And not for anything, not because he's a bad guy, but he looks like he is really easy losing it right now. You know? So the nice times that he's showing you, he's really trying his hardest not to flip out. But that Ten of Swords, it's very much a threat of physical violence. And with a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the news lately, I'm really not in the mood to add any statistics. So you have to, follow what I'm saying. Take it really seriously, because he's dangerous to himself and to others. I'm going to tell you right now, don't let the kids with him alone either. You know?
Okay.
And especially your daughter, for whatever reason. He just looks like he could lose it at any moment. He doesn't want to lose it, but this is a really bad situation. And I don't like him in the car. I don't like him around sharp objects. I personally, on a psychic level, I would really encourage you to see if you could even get him admitted somewhere so he can calm down. And I don't trust his pseudo-calm phases.
Okay.
I don't trust it at all. He's a good actor. And I'm sure he hates my guts. you know, like to crack a vase over my head or worse. But I think he does know that I'm telling the truth. And I do think he's a danger to himself and to others right now. So you got to see if you can get an appointment with his psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
And this jealousy thing, who does he think you're sleeping with?
Everybody.
The Maytag repairman, the cable guy.
It switches, but I think anybody and anyone and everyone.
Now, here's the deal. He does not, I'm going to describe these cards to you for my students and friends out there who know how to read the tarot, and including yourself. You got the Princess of Wands, the Adjustment card, which is also Justice, and the Eight of Cups, which indicates he does not believe that you are mentally competent right now. He thinks you're nuts. And what I mean by that is he doesn't think that you have become well-adjusted enough to leave him for all the right reasons. He thinks there's no way in hell you would leave him with the financial problems that you have right now. There's no way in God's world that you would leave him unless somebody else was going to take care of you. That's where the jealousy is coming from, because he doesn't trust you to just be smart and leave. You understand?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And what you have to tell him is say, you know what, this is a bad situation. You know, we've had challenges. Both of us needed to do certain things, and neither one of us ever got our shit together, and that's regrettable. So try not to make it a blame game, you know. Even if you could blame somebody, don't. Just take your part of the blame, you know, for enabling him and accepting it for so long. You know,
yeah,
and just,
that's what we're talking about, too.
Yeah, so right now, can you imagine he doesn't trust you because he thinks, yeah, you're the same chick who was putting up with his shit for all these years. So what makes you so different now? What, did your fairy godmother wave a fucking wand over your head and all of a sudden you're sane and realize what a butthead he is, you know?
Well, I mean, it's definitely gotten worse throughout the years.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to, but the Ten of Swords is very physical violence. Has he hit you? Or?
No, he has not ever.
Good. Thank God.
But people think that he does or has, but no, he hasn't.
Yeah, because he's totally capable of it with that card. You know, if he never hit you before, then just count your lucky stars, you know, because he's totally capable of it. And if he hasn't, he may also know that, you know, he was predicted by a psychic to have those tendencies, and he's probably really trying to be as cool as a cucumber right now, and it's not working too good. You know, he thinks you're keeping secrets from him as well. And he has been going through your papers. You got the two of discs showing, you know, going through your papers, going through your phone calls, checking out your computer.
It's so funny. We were talking about that today.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
checking the history button on your control bar.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yesterday and today, a lot of this stuff that you're saying right now came to light.
And here's the thing. If you go up on the history bar and you clear history, it won't fix a damn thing because he'll think now you're really hiding something.
Yeah, I learned that. And then I wondered if that was the best thing to do.
So I'm like, oh, shit.
I had called a couple months ago and you had said that he had like a friendship or he had somebody he was confiding in that I didn't know about.
It's not anything like super sexual or anything like that, but it does look like he chats with a couple of people. And any major confidants and stuff, I kind of don't really believe too much. But there's a female he might be talking to, but it's nothing to get jealous about. Now, is he really going to some kind of bar, or what is this place he's going to?
The place where he's staying at is like a bar.
Okay, because I'm like, what the hell is this? You got the Prince of Cups, and that's a real Sagittarius Scorpio kind of card, and it can indicate somebody's like hanging around with places where they're drinking and kind of opening up a little bit. And he just thinks you're really being real bitchy lately because you're not giving him another chance, and you always have. So he's just thinking that you're just faking it right now, and if he begs it hard enough and long enough that you'll change your mind again like you always do. So he has no real regard for your strength of purpose right now and how serious you really mean all this.
So the niceness and all the nice things he's doing and saying he'll do, are they sincere or are they just...
I think he thinks he believes it, but okay. He doesn't have any discipline to make the necessary changes. Got the Four of Wands, it's going to be the
same. No, I mean like as far as the future of supporting me and the kids.
Again, I think he would like to make that a reality, but I don't see how he can, and I don't see that he would, because once his needs, like, start getting, like, pushed back, you know, like having to spend money on the kids or you. He's not going to be into the mood for that. So I have to say no.
Okay.
I have to say no. And I can always be wrong. You know, he may have good intentions in his head. I just don't see how he ever follows through with them, which is precisely how you got in this situation. You know?
Yeah.
How many times can you believe somebody's going to change and then they just don't, you know? You can, like, go back for the average and go back and see, all right, here's the little changes that he made, and these are the little changes he made for how long. And you can pretty much see how much he's going to change and how long he's going to change for based on the whole cycle you've already seen, you know?
Yeah.
It's like cutting a strip of DNA. You know, sooner or later, it all, like, links back to itself, and you get the whole sentence. You know, and I feel bad for him, but you know what? I think it would be a lot worse if this happened next year or 2 years from now, because it's better that it happened while you still look good and you can still possibly get yourself another husband or get another relationship and take care of your kids in the future. But even
and
though
the kids okay,
the kids are going through some weird stuff because he does say weird stuff to them.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he puts it in this really interesting way where it's not, you know, verbatim, like stabbing you in the back. You know, it's just like implying mommy's got a problem or it's mommy's fault and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you just need to take your kids aside and say, look, daddy is not feeling well and, you know, daddy needs to, you know, take care of himself and mommy needs to take care of herself. And to do that, we kind of need to be separate to do these things. You know what I mean? So just let him feel like you're not stabbing him in the back either. You know, you don't want to say bad things about him. Doesn't matter what he says about you. You just got to teach your kids to take it all with a grain of salt, that this is what happens when people get a broken heart or people find like they're having a difficult time, that they can be mean to each other. And try to see if you can find a time like where one of their little friends might have said something that hurt their feelings and that they knew that their friend really didn't mean that. You know?
Okay.
Things of that nature. Now, where's your mom?
At her house, but we had a big issue.
Okay, because, I mean, you definitely need to be dealing with an older female or some kind of motherly energy around you right now. Is there somebody that can fill that role for you?
Well, we had a disagreement. Kind of, it got started over this separation, and last week we were talking again, so she's back in the picture. We just had a little issue come up.
Well, with his mom or your mom?
With my mom, because he was convinced I was having an affair, and he went and told my mom.
Well, how clever of him. But this really sucks. I mean, is there a way you can get your mom to call me sometime?
She really doesn't speak English.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Well, the only thing you can do is just let her know. Bring it to your mom and say, look, what would you do if dad, you know, came to me because he knew that you were going to feel something like about what I was doing and kind of sabotage it. Mm-hmm. I do think your mom knows enough about men to understand that he's just playing a head trip with her.
Yeah, now she knows. At first, I think she was going through her own depressions. And when she heard this, she kind of just flipped out and didn't know what to believe or was just kind of in shock over the whole thing.
Oh, which, that's really sad because it's just showing your mom was coming out really strong over here and like going, wow, you know, you need to either move back with her or find some place where you can move, where you can get your kids taken care of. And just let her know that he did that and he's capable of saying anything to hurt you.
Yeah, she's kind of scared too, the same things you were saying. She was really nervous about that, even though he's never done anything like that. She just really got a bad feeling.
Well, everybody has to take this really seriously, you know, and I don't like to badmouth people, especially when they're clients of mine, you know, for God's sakes. But he is kind of going off the deep end here, and I'd like to see that change. But I got to say, you know, you really need to take it to the divorce element at some point. The separation's well and good, but if he could have changed by now, I think he would have done it. And therefore, under those circumstances, I just think holding on to it is just like really going to belabor it and prolong an already bad situation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing to do right now is just let him know. Say, here's the deal. If you give me any crap, I will have to file a restraining order. I don't want to do it, so chill out. And do not be in the presence with him or the kids without supervision. That must happen.
Okay.
And if you want to, you can have him call me too, and I'll see what I can do to straighten him out on his end. But I just think you guys need to move on.
Okay, he was here to see the kids, and I sent him back upstairs because he was hawking me. But I could probably have him call you a little later. I think he would like that, too.
Yeah, because I'm not against him. He has to understand that I want everybody to be okay, all right?
Or, okay. You know, or thank you for doing the reading last week on the little girl.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I'll have some stuff to say about this poor mother that that didn't make it. I'll be talking about that, so definitely keep tuned, okay?
Thank you.
I'll send you, lots
so
of blessings, and I'll see if I can put up some healing rituals up on the forum for you guys.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Many blessings, Vanessa.
Thank you, Vox.
Take care, my friend.
Bye.
Hey, so you're with the Vox. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, it's Vox. What's going on?
Hi, it's Christine.
Hi. Is Christine?
I just wanted to know about my stepsister.
And,
that seems a little weird.
What's her birthday?
Her birthday is May 15th, 1985.
Okay, let's check it out over here. And what's your birthday?
Mine?
Yeah.
May 30th, 1988.
Okay. Well, she's pretty upset right now. She's also getting the tower energy. Has she been like attacking you or fighting with you recently?
Well, it's like my mom and her dad are getting married, and it's like she's kind of trying to sabotage a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I would say more than a little bit. She's got the tower. She looks like she's very self-destructive right now, too. She needs serious counseling. She needs to go to a psychologist and get straightened out. And aside from that, the parents need to, like, be having a little talk with her and find out why is she so against this, you know? Because she feels like people are doing things and she's just having to, like, go along with what everybody else's decision is, and she doesn't like that at all. She's got that Taurus energy. Now, it's going to get worse right now because Mars just moved into Taurus, which is making her very violent and very aggravated. So has she hit anybody or attacked anybody or thrown stuff or what?
No, just saying stuff, you know, rude stuff.
Yeah.
Like my mom's bride shower was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling people she was forced to come.
Well, she kind of was. She wasn't lying about that. So you understand, she doesn't like to be told what to do.
Yeah.
You know, and on that level, is she going to have to live with the mom and the dad, or does she have her own place?
Oh, she lives with her mom.
Yeah, well, she needs to shut the hell up. And if she doesn't like it, she really does need a psychologist. She really needs it. And the parents need to talk to her. That's two things right there. And the number three thing is, if she can't behave, she just doesn't come over to the house.
Yeah, really.
And just bar her from the house. There's no problem. And if her dad or mom wants to see her, they can go visit her.
Yeah.
You know, she's not in a position to dictate who falls in love and who gets married. Screw that.
I know.
She's just trying to give everybody a miserable day. And she's succeeding.
Yeah, she is.
She's a little brat.
She acts like she's better than everybody.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So just tell her what I said if she wants to call the show so I can spank her myself. You know, but she might not want to call because she might be too chicken to hear about it. But she definitely needs some attention, but the positive kind of attention of a psychologist, because she's a little bit deluded right now that she needs all this power to tell everybody who to fall in love with and how things should be. But I just let you know that that's why she's acting up. She feels powerless. And she also feels that she's losing a parent. So, I mean, there's real reasons why she's upset. But just the way that she's behaving as a result is just completely ridiculous and needs to be addressed, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I see for right now. So hopefully she'll get it together and get her to listen to the podcast later on when it's archived. She can listen to what I said about it. Maybe she can call up and find out more for herself.
Okay,
take care, my friend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call, 323-284-5166. June 25th, as we know. And wow, what a crummy week for some mothers around here. Good Lord. That poor lady, Jessie Marie Davis, went missing. I guess it was June 13th. I always hate the 13th of June for some weird reason. I don't know. Anyway, she disappeared and then was missing for 10 days. And I actually did a bunch of work on it. And I got to say, why don't I post up all my findings and stuff and blah, 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 and try to be like that medium crap? But my feeling is this, I think Sylvia Brown has pretty much ruined it for everybody because, you know, if you're wrong on one point, you know, and you say somebody's dead when they're not, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just like really, like, I don't know, kind of creepy. So I do a lot of work and I date it and I send it to myself. And then later on, I check out the things that I found out. So I'll check, talk to you more about that in a few minutes. I have a caller right now. So let's see who is up. Hey, you're with Vox. What's going on?
Hey, Vox. It's me, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing
good. Did you get my message this week?
I sure did, my friend. Sorry to hear that you moved into Gabura House.
I am. You are living in Typhira's house, and I am so living in Gabura House.
Oh, shit.
Because I got into it with the manager last Wednesday, and she got in my face.
Uh-oh.
And I really wanted to knock the shit out of her, but of course I didn't.
So did you put a hex on her at the very least?
You know what? I mean, it is, you know what? It's a very tense situation because she's a fucking crazy Gemini. I mean, a fucking nuts, alcoholic fucking Gemini.
Uh-oh. Well, you know how I feel about Geminis sometimes. They can't...
Well, you know what? I mean, I'm sorry for all the Geminis out there, but they're some fucked up Geminis.
And I bet all the Geminis will call up now and go,
yeah, they probably will.
They'll probably agree.
They probably will. Because she is a massive, massive fucking manipulator.
Well, let's check this out.
She used me, and you know what? The owner came up here talking his fucking bullshit, basically calling me a fucking liar to my face.
Uh-oh.
So I want to know, with my living situation, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, am I going to end up having to move because of this bitch, or does he want me out, or what the hell is going to happen?
Well, let's see what's happening right now. Let's check it out.
Gemini. Her birthday is June 2nd, but I don't know what year.
Well, not when she'll ever tell you the truth.
And the fucking owner is a fucking Nazi Leo.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. You got the Prince of Swords, the Three of Wands, and the Lust card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's not really her that's starting all this. He's the one who's starting it, and he's using her as his little voice piece.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it looks like a new development as well. And so something recently happened that started to put it like the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, I'll tell you basically something else. And I'm just like so angry over it that I can't fucking see straight.
Now, if you were paying attention to my podcast for like the last couple of months and stuff, I recently went through something similar to this, but instead of it being the landlord, it was actually one of the tenants who lived next door who made my life a living fucking hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty hard to piss me off, but once you do, really, it's like get out of Dodge, you know?
Yeah.
But with that situation, so it sounds like you're going through right now what I already just went through, and Mars just entered Taurus yesterday.
I am so fucking on edge,
dude,
right now that I'm ready to pounce.
Seriously, I mean, it's like really not good for your health.
No, it's not. I just got over pneumonia again.
Now, here's the deal. It's like they're trying to like manipulate you out of there so you'll have to split.
See?
That's exactly what's happening. You got the Hanged Man, Five of Swords, and the Ace of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that your body can't handle stress. So... Now, here's the situation. Can you afford to move out of there?
Wow.
It's a tough decision.
It is.
Now, let's backtrack a few seconds here. I remember, I think it was about a year ago, you asked me about a move.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And I told you, well, you could, but I would suggest you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why. Okay? Now, do you recognize that you moved when Mercury was retrograde? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now Mercury's in retrograde again in Cancer, which the sign rules the home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about, yeah, I told you so. But this, I mean, I've had to do stuff recently that I don't like to do during Mercury retrograde. And I know it's going to blow up in my face later, but shit, I had to fucking do it. In your case, you definitely have to start looking for someplace else. Because they're just going to, if your health wasn't at stake, I'd say fuck them.
My health is, oh my God.
Because you cannot handle this kind of stress.
I cannot. I am like taking triple sleeping pills at night to go to bed.
You can't do this, Kev. So what you're going to have to really sit down and do is make a plan and see if you can get yourself out of there. Because I do not see them letting up. You know, now, can we do voodoo? Can we do magic? Yeah, maybe we could do something.
Oh, yeah, they're going to, I want punishment.
No, I'm not even talking about punishment. Screw punishment. I'm talking about manipulate them to get them to do what you want, which is to diffuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So what you should do is you write to me, and I'll try to send you something that can hopefully work on that end. But other than that, the only way to deal with it is to just fucking move. On my my neighbor, I wound up calling the cops. And you know what the cops said? Hey, lady, you need to move.
This is worse in a different way because I've got the fucking owner on my fucking back.
Now, I have to ask you a really crazy question. Now, did you ever do a psychic reading for her?
Are you kidding? Only about a fucking thousand.
Now, okay. Now, how many times did I tell you not to ever?
I know it. She was a fucking user.
Yeah. But now
the bitch owes me money.
Now do you see part of what is feeding this fire?
Yes.
Now, can you see how scared shitless she is of you?
Well, she should be.
Now, let me tell you why. Why would she come to you if she thought you were a lousy psychic?
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't.
Everything I told her from her friends and everybody, her last friend that I did a reading on, I said her mother's going to die, and she died within that week.
Now, can you understand how that scares the fuck out of some people?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, do you understand why I told you a long time ago, do not read your neighbors?
God, no, never again.
Yeah. So I'm not trying to spank you on the air. But
no, I know. It's true.
Because I know that after you started realizing what you know, how good you were getting and how
mm-hmm.
accurate you were,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that the ego doesn't take over a little bit and mm-hmm. want some validation from strangers and says, mm-hmm. hey, look, see, motherfucker, I can tell you shit that's going to happen tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And then you do, and then they're not impressed. They're scared.
Well, I've also did readings, too, for the fucking Leo, not the owner.
Exactly. And so what are they?
I did readings for him, too.
So now guess what happens? They're going to burn the witch.
Well.
Oh, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a fun trick for this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it may be too late to do it, and it might backfire if you did it. So there's three things you could do. A, move.
Mm-hmm.
B, do a spell to diffuse the situation.
Mm-hmm.
C, start a rumor.
Mm.
Okay. Now, would she ever want to ask you for another reading or not?
Oh, no. I mean, it was pretty violent and
okay.
verbal.
Just checking.
She got in my face and was like I was going to back down from her.
Right. Now, here's the situation. Here's the situation. Do you have any friends there?
You know what? I talk to these people here, like, hi, how are you, what's going on, have a nice day.
But you don't
really
have friends.
I mean, there is no...
Okay.
I don't really mess with these people here.
Because usually, here's one tack that I like to do when somebody, like, wants to, like, fuck with me on that level. I'll just, like, especially if I know somebody's guilty of trying to steal something from me or do something negative, I'll just speak in passing, like, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. That person's not going to live very long anyway. I kind of held that back from them. I didn't tell
mm-hmm.
them.
Oh, know. I've already thought about that.
Yeah, but you might be careful with that one, you know.
Yeah.
But the
I
other
mean,
thing, too, you might be able to claim discrimination.
Well, you know what? I mean, what I'm curious is when I go pay the rent a week from tomorrow, is he going to tell me any bullshit or try to start any shit?
Yeah, he'll try to start shit because he just wants you
oh,
to
really?
Move. He just wants you to move. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a couple other problems here. The problem is that the information that you gave them when you did psychic readings could be considered as being doing business from your residence, and they may
uh-huh.
decide that they might want to like say that, oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Just basically playing games with you.
Yeah.
My God, honest to gut level information for you is you got to move.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I could try to play games here. I could try to you know, like get things to lay down for a few minutes, but I can't fix them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just making me, I mean, I'm just like, I can't.
Because you got the Chariot card. And very clearly, you need to, like, give him your notice
mm-hmm.
and start looking for another place. And here's the situation. If you have a good psychologist that you're working with or a good doctor, you can say that that they have made your life unbearable.
Uh-huh.
They've made the place untenable due
uh-huh.
to negativity. And they're now making you sick.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, you can't afford to get sick. So you may just let them know, you know, I may have to sue you. But let a lawyer tell them that. Don't you threaten them.
No.
You know what I mean? But you need to get the hell out of there before you do get sick.
I know it, because it's really taking its toll.
Yeah, the chest area is what starts going.
I know it.
And that's from
it.
The heart and the chest and the inability to breathe because you're holding up so much anger.
God, I am just the rage.
So what you got to do, see if you can go out and get some kind of little punching bag or a stuffed animal and beat the fucking hell out of it.
God.
Kick it across the room. You need to punch something. Seriously.
God, I need to just, get one of those inflatable bat things.
I'm not kidding you, dude. You need to physically rage on something. Because 0 degrees Taurus right now, it's intensifying every emotion that you have. It's intensifying it, you know, and she's basically Gemini, and so she's in your second house affecting your resources and your money, okay, and what else is going on here? Let's see. Da-da-da.
You know what kills me is the thing that, you know, I was so good to her and bent over backwards for her.
As I always say, don't do that.
You know, and the same for him.
No.
The same for him.
No, you can't. You just can't do it, especially when you're doing psychic readings for somebody. That's why I charge, and that's why I just kind of keep it. Like, I don't pal around with my clients.
Mm-mm.
I just don't. And not for my sake that much, but for theirs as well, because I feel that when you buddy-buddy around with your psychic, you just start taking advantage of their knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
And
true.
It kind of becomes vampiric.
That's true.
You know,
this man has come to my apartment at 9 o'clock at night and has left after midnight and has given me a lousy fucking $100.
Yeah.
When my readings are fucking, it's over $200 what he fucking owed me.
Well, that's ridiculous, man. That's totally ridiculous. So what you need to do, you need to find a way to get the hell out of there, because it's the universe saying, you know what, time to move on. Don't look at it as a negative situation. Yes, it is negative on some level. So asshole that like made me feel like I had to leave. Yeah, great. I have a beautiful house, new furniture. Everything's going to come up roses thanks to the universe, you know. So don't look at it on a negative side, even though there's negative stuff around it.
Yeah.
You just cannot look at it from that perspective, or you're just going to pass out from anger.
God, I know it. You know, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's like I said, I mean, I'm taking, my face is broke out from all this. I mean, it's just, it's
that's
pathetic.
That Mars energy. Mars rules like eruptions on the skin. Mercury rules the skin. So when you have that Mars Mercury energy going on, and Mercury's retrograde, so what would you expect?
God,
you see what I'm saying?
Like, my forehead, I'm like, what the hell? What are all these bumps? What's going on?
Yeah, because how you feel inside is showing itself on the outside.
Oh, my God.
So much aggravation. Now, what you need to do tonight, see if you can take a nice hot bath with some Epsom salts.
Mm-hmm.
Just soak in the tub, release this negativity, and say, all right, I chose to move during a negative aspect. Fine. I learned for myself what not to do. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to look for a new place. Don't tell anybody shit. And next time you move, nobody knows your psychic. Nobody knows your tarot reader. Quite frankly, if you can find a way to take a bus to somebody's house and give them a reading at their place instead of having them come to your place, that's preferable.
Mm-hmm.
And then charge them extra for it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I've even changed my phone number and got it unlisted.
Yeah, good idea.
I started receiving these calls, and they were all hours of the night, and it's unknown caller.
Yeah, they're just
like,
trying to fuck with
bullshit.
You. The problem is that they're being successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so here's what you need to do. Do those, you know, that main idea, which is get yourself together and get ready for a move and rejoice. Do not be sad. You know, you have come up with the money. You're doing better now than you were when I met you.
Yeah.
You're doing better right now than a year ago when you were just like finishing your tarot class.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you're actually now being able to make some money, for God's sakes. I mean,
yeah.
So look at how great your life is now.
Yeah.
And this is God's way of saying you need to move on and you need to keep quiet. Now, this is the four powers of the Sphinx: to know, to dare, to will, and to what?
Right.
Be silent. All right. You think my landlord knows I'm a psychic? Hell fucking no.
Right.
Nobody knows that shit. My neighbors don't know. Will they find out?
Never again.
Screw it. I'm not in the mood. You know, I just keep it to my damn self.
Well, I've got like 5 people right now, and I can't even. I'm so fucking out of whack. I tell them, I say, you know what? I can't even reach for you right now.
Well, now you can, because now you know you need that money to move.
You know.
So line those fuckers up.
It's true, you know, but at that time, I mean, my mind is just like, you know, and it's like I want to get it out of my mind, but then I'm like, you know, I'm not going to read for you now because it's not being fair to you because, you know, I don't know if the reading would be accurate
well,
or
yeah,
not.
Well, it will be now because now you know that they're getting ready to pay you so you can move.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that reading, you're going to feel like $1 million. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you already feel a lot calmer right now because now you have a way out. To try to manipulate your way to stay there, yeah, you could stay there for a few more minutes, but it's not going to fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
And these idiots are always going to feel threatened by you.
Mm-hmm.
And with good reason. I give them a little bit of credit for being scared of you.
It should be.
It shows one brain cell working,
you know.
Let me leave you like the word for the day, and then we'll chat later some more, okay? Word of the day is Ace of Swords. Cut away.
Yeah.
Cut away.
True.
If something's hurting you, banish it. Cut it away. Let it go.
Not only do I want to cut it away, I want to stab them.
No. You just want to cut it away.
I can't go that route.
It's not about karma either. Did you notice I didn't even talk about karma?
Mm-mm.
Who needs to struggle? Okay, by punching something in the face when you can just merely get away from it.
Yeah.
Whenever you want to stab something or attack something, that's something that's showing an affliction of the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And once you notice that somebody makes you or has the ability to make you feel like wanting to hurt somebody,
mm-hmm.
that shows an affliction in your heart chakra. And they can make you sick. And where is your heart? In your chest. And what ailment did you get? You got pneumonia.
That's true.
See how it works? And what is pneumonia? It's a condensation of fluid in the lung that needs to be released.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel 1,000,000 times better, I got to say. And I know your angel wants you to get through this, and I feel that you will.
Yes.
And I think your next place will be even 20 times better than the other one.
I know it. I got to project that.
Yeah, project it.
I got to project that.
And do not allow these people to feed on your precious energy. Mm-mm. They're not worth it.
No.
Okay.
No.
So many blessings to you, my friend, and I'll keep you in my prayers.
Thank you, and I'll be in touch.
And let me know how it works.
Okay.
Okay, 93.
Bye. Bye-bye. 93, bye.
So we got another caller. Hey, you're with the Vox. What's going on? Hello?
Hello. I'm calling the Vox Show.
Yes, you are. What's going on, my friend? This is Vox.
Oh, hello, Vox.
Hi.
Vanessa and Vanessa's husband, she'd asked me to give you a call.
Okay, you bad Scorpio.
Yeah. Yep, that's me.
Now, let's check it out. Now, how can I help you? Because I've already helped Vanessa. I told her what she needs to do from her side.
Okay.
Now, you're a couple, but you're also two separate individuals. And I give you major kudos for having the guts to call. And you know that I'm a longtime friend of yours, and I only want what's best for both of you, either together or apart. You understand?
Correct.
And I know that you're Scorpio and you're highly jealous and you're very intense and you're about to lose it, even though you sound okay right now. I know you're lying.
All right.
But let's just try to help sort you out. So now what in the God's name can I help answer for you that's going to make a difference for you today?
The jealousy is definitely an issue at the moment. She spends a lot of time on the internet. I'm jealous of the internet. We are not really together anymore.
Right. She already told me that part.
Right. We've been apart for quite some time. I don't think her feelings are there. Mine are still there. That's where we're at.
And what's your birthday exactly?
10/24/66.
Okay. So let's check it out. So you're a little fire horse. So you're very intense anyway. Now here's the situation. It shows that you really don't trust her, because not just because of the internet and all this other stuff. It's really something different than that. You don't believe that she really is finally going to move on. That's the problem. And because a lot of guys,
I think she's already moved on.
Well, no, it's not that she's moved on to someone else. So you subconsciously, you're reading her moving on as switching partners. Okay? Because you don't have any respect for her. And I'll tell
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you in what way.
Okay.
You don't have any respect for her ability to show any kind of discipline or to follow through with any of her so-called threats. You don't believe her when she says she's going to do something because she never did do anything before.
So I can
understand why you won't believe that she's going to go do something. Okay?
When you say as far as do something, as far as what do you mean?
Like if she says, listen, if you don't do this, if you don't straighten out, I'm going to leave or I'm going
to
do this.
Her.
Okay.
No, I'm 100% believer.
But you don't really. I know you can't. In the front part of your brain you do.
Right.
But every single time, even though you guys have gone to bad situations before, you've always worked it out. That's why you don't believe it, because you think, okay, all right, but this is a longer period of time that she said she's going to do something, and she's starting to do it. And so that's what's making you freak out, like, oh, my God, I think I finally just ran out of chances here. And that's what's really pissing you off, and it's making you feel helpless, and it's making you feel very angry. Even though you sound okay, you sound laid back, I'm looking at your cards, and I can assure you they're not laid back. You got the
I'm very intense.
Yeah, you got the Three of Wands, the Tower, and the Knight of Cups, which means you love your wife. You love her. You completely love her, but you love her in the way you feel like loving her. You don't love her the way she is demanding to be loved by you.
And is there any way that she can explain or tell me how she wants to be loved?
She could tell you, okay, but it's not about telling with a Taurus person. They deal more with actions, okay?
Okay.
It's like, you know, Taurus is the bull, okay? Now, when you get into the ring with the bull, all right, that could kill you, do you say, here, woolly bully, oh, I'm just a matador. I'm just playing with your ass. I really am not trying to kill you. No, because the bull is like an animal instinct creature, and it's going to come and try to kill you no matter what you say, based on the fact that you're just present. So what the only way you could prove to her that you love her is by doing things she wants you to do without asking. The very fact that you have to ask somebody, you know, that's right there. You just don't get her. And she doesn't know how to explain it. And I think she's tried before, but I don't think she even knows how to verbalize what it is that she wants from you, because that's part of the test of her love. She's saying, look, if you loved me, you would know what I want. All right? Have you ever taken a plant and stuck it under the hot sun and forgot to water it? And the plant,
sure, it dies.
And the plant dies. Do you ask the plant, gee, God, you know, what did I do? You know,
no.
If you have to ask, obviously you don't know how plants exist, you know, and that's no punishment towards you. It's just that you just don't get it, you know, and anything you say or do at this point, it's just like she just doesn't believe that this thing can work any longer, and not because a psychic told her.
Right. No, she just doesn't believe it's there anymore. I agree.
Yeah. And so she...
I think she's done completely, and I think she's been done for quite some time.
I think you thought she was done for quite some time. But during that time where you could have turned it around, you just kind of gave up. Like,
okay.
Fuck it, you know, like, oh, this shit's probably done already.
Right.
You know? And so it was your attitude of defeatism that made you, like, not be able to read the signs that you could have still fixed this when you could have. But you,
right.
I'm not here to blame you.
No.
Because you're a person, you have certain reactions and certain ways that you are. And they just don't make her happy.
So I just, whatever I do at this point is not going to make her happy, and just basically leave her alone and let it go.
I would leave her alone and I'd let it go. And I would, honest to God, you need a lot of counseling right now, because I really think that you're sitting on a huge level of grief and anger over this.
Oh, I am.
And, you know.
And I am going.
You know, and you got to go. Like,
right.
And if you have to take whatever medications you're supposed to be on, because it looks like you kind of take it half-assed. You know, you got the Eight of Cups here showing you take it, then you stop, you take it, then you stop. Is that true?
No, I've never taken. This will be the first time to ever take medicine from back in school days.
Now, here's the situation. I remember talking to you a few months ago, and you promised me you were going to get on medication. So
I did.
Okay, good.
And I did.
Okay, good. You got to keep sticking on
it. But it's a different type of what... I think we're playing with the Ritalin and Adderall, mm-hmm. which are great for focusing,
right.
but for the anger, depression, anxiety.
Wait a minute. Now, they're giving you Ritalin?
Well, for the focusing, yeah.
They don't need to give you Ritalin and Adderall.
Well, no, it was two different. We were trying out different things.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not a doctor by any stretch, but I will say my gut level is you on Ritalin is just totally fucking insane. Okay? Because you sound mellow, but you are not.
No, I'm extremely intense. I'll tell anybody.
Yeah, you need to be on a totally... I mean, again, I'm not a doctor, but I would strongly suggest that you get another evaluation. I think that you have some depressive elements, and those are not being addressed. Maybe they think that the Adderall or the Ritalin as a kind of a natural speed kind of vibe is going to like cheer you up, but I don't think that that's the same kind of drug that you should be taking. Definitely you want to check this out, and I'll see if I can find somebody for you to call to find out more about this. But what I would strongly recommend is just to leave her alone right now. Let her
stay away. What about with the kids? Would you stay away for a couple of weeks and let her deal with everything?
I told her this, and I'll tell you. And you could tell if I was lying because you could listen to the podcast later on.
No, I don't even
really want you with your kids unless you're supervised. Because I really think that your moods are really dangerous right now. I really, really do. And I say it with all due respect, my friend. I want you to not say anything negative to your kids about anything. I want you to just not even talk about mom and dad. I want you to just talk about kittens and fuzzy puppies. Talk about what kids talk about. But don't get into the logistics of the relationship. I don't even want you talking about your wife. If your kids say, what about you and mommy? Say, you know, daddy and mommy have to like go into their own situation right now to get better. Mommy and daddy both have a boo-boo on their heart. We have to go to our little separate place and we have to get better. And then we'll see. So you don't tell your kids, oh, it's over.
I don't talk bad about her.
There's things that you say that your children seem to take as some kind of criticism of their mom. Now, how that can happen is if you let them know how bad you're feeling. Okay, they may start holding it against mom that dad feels so bad. So even if you're not specifically saying anything negative, they're picking up that mommy's hurting daddy.
Right.
And you don't want any of that. Say, mommy, mommy's
going to... She's an amazing mom.
Yeah, and she really is.
What she does with the kids is incredible.
And you're a great guy, but you have a lot of problems. You know, you just do. You may not look like it, but you have a lot of internal stuff going on mentally that you need to square away. I don't think you're insane at all. I think you're complicated, and I think you've been avoiding doing real work on yourself for a long time. You like going inside yourself and finding out where these behaviors come from, where were these habits, where were these suspicions.
The last couple of weeks being separated or away from her, I have definitely been inside and looking at myself and getting myself back.
Good. And
slowly. I mean, it's not going to be.
Oh, it's going to take years, dude.
Yeah.
Seriously.
No,
if you do it right. But the most important thing is to recognize, I'm telling you flat out, she's not leaving you for somebody else, even if you really think she is. She's not. Trust me. Okay? If she went out next week and dated somebody, that doesn't mean anything. It could mean, you know what? She wants to get a little bit of vacation away from the sadness that her life has become. And I don't hold it against you. I say, you know what? If you can go out and have lunch with a beautiful blonde, great. Go do it.
I should start dating too then.
Start dating, because I really think you need to look at this relationship as it's like pretty damn crispy. And nothing short of a miracle, and I'm not predicting one, but you'd have to have a miracle for this thing to work out. Because you've got years worth of behavior that needs to be changed. Now, I'm not saying she's Godhead and she's all perfect, prissy-ass mama, and that she can do no wrong, okay? But she doesn't have the same kind of problems that you have right now to the same degree. And you've got a lot of work to do. So don't hold it against her. You know as well as I do, it's really hard to get a Taurus to settle down. So don't sit there and worry about who she's going to marry or who she's going to be fucking or who she's dating. Forget about it. I want to know, who are you fucking? Who are you dating?
Right. Well, I've got to go start fucking others.
Yeah, and make sure you use protection. You don't need any
more
kids.
Yeah, of course, I use the protection.
You
know? I don't want to come back with the kids.
Yeah, and just... I'm just strongly urging you to, when you visit the kids, I want somebody present. Okay?
She's usually here.
Yeah.
But
I don't want her alone.
Listen
to me. I don't want her alone with you.
Okay.
I don't. Because I'm telling you, and I think you understand in your heart, that you could snap at a moment's notice. I'm serious. And you're only talking to somebody who could snap at a moment's notice.
You know? Right, but I really don't think I would ever hurt.
I know you don't think you would ever hurt somebody, and there's a lot of people.
No. I would hurt the kids. I've been through this.
I'm not talking about physically hurt them. You can emotionally hurt them.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
The other thing, too, leave her mom out of it. Just don't.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a mistake.
Bad Scorpio.
Yeah, that was 100%.
Yeah, and I can understand. I can totally understand why you did it.
Yeah, I looked at the emails.
You were manipulating. So the only person worth manipulating right now is yourself.
Right.
You know, because all you're going to do is alienate her mother, and your mother's never going to want to trust you again. You don't want that.
No.
It's already bad enough. So,
right, I think it's done.
Yeah, so I'm saying let her go. I believe in miracles. I can't predict one, and if I could predict a miracle, it sure wouldn't be one, would it? A miracle should be that something that nobody expects, even a psychic. So think the best. Get your help. Get your healing. Start dating. And not as revenge, but as a form of healing.
No, just go out there and just have free sex and relax.
Yeah, relax, but just make sure you don't, you know, get sick or, you know, get anybody pregnant. Just make sure
I may even go get it cut, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But the most important thing is just to learn how to go back and have a life and fix yourself for your next partner.
Right.
Because you know what? Scorpios don't die alone. They always like wind up with somebody great, but you got a lot of work to do before you want to get super involved again.
Yeah, no, I think it's just a matter of having the freedom for a little bit, and then in the next couple of years, hopefully, I'll have done the work.
And I swear, this is not a competition. She's not trying to fuck you over.
No, she's been gone for a while. I know this. That's the part that's been hard for me. And I'm just now seeing that. I think she's been gone for over a year, and I've been trying to push the issue. And subconsciously, I've wanted it so badly that I've probably pushed her even farther away.
Yeah.
So, and this, no, I'm aware of a lot of stuff.
And sometimes that's the way that we have of punishing ourselves, is to completely fuck it up so completely beyond repair that we have to move forward. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm going to keep you in my prayers and stuff. I'm going to put up some healing rituals for everybody to do out there that's breaking up or needs to go into a new chapter. In my life, my new chapter is being forced out of a safety situation with a beautiful little house that I had into a much better situation. And I didn't like it. Nobody ever asked the caterpillar if he likes the pain of becoming a butterfly.
Right.
It's painful.
It's extremely painful.
You know, but if I didn't feel good about it, I would tell you. So just don't push the situation. Get supervised visits. You and your ex-wife or the Taurus, just don't be alone together.
The
don't tempt fate. You understand?
Let me ask, should I go get the divorce now and just let it fall and just say, okay, this is one, chalk it up for learning? And
why don't you, I don't know if there's anything called a mutual divorce, but why don't you go ahead and tell your wife
she's right here, she's listening.
Then ask her what she would like, if she'd like to be the one who files or if it's okay if you file.
Okay.
Or if you can file jointly. Because if you can file jointly, that would make both of you feel better, because neither one of you would feel like abandoned. You know, it's just a fine point. But I don't think it really matters. I would say do not file for divorce till after July 9th, okay?
Why?
Because Mercury's retrograde, and there'll be all kinds of problems if you do. So just know right now.
I don't understand. This is something that she studies a lot.
Well, let me see if I can. Now, were you listening to the show a little bit earlier?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, when you listen to the podcast, when I put it up, it's going to make more sense to you. But Mercury is a planet that rules action, movement, communication, contracts. Whenever Mercury is in an aspect that it is right now, it's like spitting in the wind. It's like anything you put your name to will blow up in your face. Okay? Like, look at Paris Hilton. During Mercury retrograde, the rich chick winds up getting thrown in the slammer. Everything goes backwards. And not to your liking. So wait until things settle down on July 9th, and then go in there and file for it.
So July 10th, file for divorce?
Yeah, exactly. Or whatever the next business day is. My friend that just called a few minutes ago, right before you, Kevin, he wanted to move, and I told him he needed to wait like another month, and he didn't listen. and he went ahead and he moved during this exact same aspect. His life basically got better, and he became friendly with his landlord and all this stuff, everything that looked outwardly like really positive. But later on, it turned against him, unexpectedly and inexplicably, and now he's being forced to move less than a year later. And I predicted it.
Right.
And I don't want to be right. Trust me, I'd rather, you know, just things will work out. So that's what you want to make for sure. Do it after the ninth, and you'll be very happy that you did, because then you will also be able to go forward with your life and find happiness. It's not whether Vanessa is happier than you. It's like you need to be happy.
She's been gone for quite some time, though, so I think she's already prepared and ready. I'm not the one.
But just whatever you do, don't take it as a competition. It's not that somebody's better than you. It's that this shoe doesn't fit anymore.
No, and the shoe may have never fit.
Maybe.
But it was trying to.
And maybe you could wear it for an hour, and then you got blisters. Whatever.
Yeah.
But the most important thing to recognize is to like face what's happening now with love and respect. Don't push yourself. Don't tempt yourself. Don't do anything crazy. When you catch yourself losing control, stand back, think about what you're doing, and you'll be all right, my friend. And so keep in touch with me. Okay, and let me know how things work out for you guys, okay?
All right, I know she'll call.
Okay, my friend. I like you. I like what you're doing. I think you're doing a lot of good work here. And let's just move forward with positivity, okay? And I'll keep you in my prayers.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Many blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So with Vox the Psychic, give me a call, 323-284-5166. We got one final caller, I think. Hey, with Vox, what's going on? Hello?
Hello, is this Vox?
It sure is. Who am I talking to?
This is Fran.
Hi, Fran. What's going on?
Well, I called you before because I work in mental health, and I know that when you read my job situation, I think that I said I was stuck there for financial reasons.
Right. I remember.
Well, I have a situation where I had a job interview today, but it's not something that's going to pan out right away. I know it's probably going to take a few months.
Right.
So I was, and kind of some aspects have changed at my current job where they up my salary.
Yay.
And so it seems like, things have been going smoother, but I'm just kind of, I don't quite trust it.
Well, here's the situation. You got the two of, just for my clients out there who read the tarot, you got the two of discs, adjustment, and the queen of discs, all right? Going to an interview doing retrograde sucks, because even if they offer it to you, and even if you take it, it won't happen. And it's just going to be something that you're not going to like about it. And I really hate that, but I know better. So what can I say? Now, staying at your new job, or staying at the old job, you've got the Three of Wands, which we don't like it. Yeah, there's some new developments. Okay, fine. But going to the new job, you got the Tower, and I hate that. So there's something really negative about this other job. I don't even know if it's like the actual, scenario, exactly what would happen, but it certainly will be a pie in the face if you go there. And they're probably going to offer it to you,
Wow.
So that is great, but it also sucks. Now, I will say one thing. You're not going to stay where you're at, and that's why you're really calling, because you go, all right, so they're paying me more money. But still, you feel psychically that you're not going to stay there, and you're correct. But it's the main thing right now is just to realize is that it's not the time to leave. Maybe after July 22nd, August 22nd, other better opportunities come about, and you do an interview during better aspects, you can still get out of there. Because I don't see you staying where you're at for a lot longer, maybe 6 months, 9 months max. But
Will I be able to stay until I'm ready to leave?
Yeah. But here's the problem with you. Once you get comfy, you start getting slack again. So you stop looking. So you got to keep looking, okay? And I tell you, between July 22nd to August 22nd, you're going to hear about a really amazing job, and you're going to make your opportunity happen for you at that time. It looks really, really good. It's just the timing is off with this other job right now.
So, I mean, they may actually, these people probably have more than one job.
Right.
And maybe the job that I'm interviewing is maybe not the one that I will end up taking.
Well, that's for sure, because that's just the way that it is when you get the Seven of Swords during a retrograde. But yeah, still, there's something about this company that I'm not thrilled about. You got the Ten of Swords. Either they're not completely disclosing to you either the level of your job or what you'd wind up getting paid. There's just some situation there that I don't like, and I don't understand it. But I know you would understand it after you started working there and it started sucking.
Well, I think it might be the area that I'm working in. They, you know, I told them I was working a certain area, but then they said, well, we have to put you where the need is.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't like that.
Okay.
For
no,
sure.
No. And I'm not going to leave something. I mean, I could stay here right now, so I don't really need to take anything if I don't need to.
Right. I really wouldn't take that other situation. You know, just wouldn't. And in the future, if you get a chance to take an interview during retrograde, just say no to it or push it to where it's not retrograde.
Okay.
You know, and if you ever have questions about that, just go on the forum and you can ask questions on there, or just go on my blog or email me or whatever, and I'll enlighten you as to the best timings and stuff. But I get a feeling they're going to offer you the position, but I would just have to say, you know what, things have changed at my job and look like they're now giving me some of the respect and the financial remuneration that I expect. So I'm really not going to move on right now.
Other question about the job. I mean, well, I feel like things are getting better. I mean, are things going to continue to be okay there?
They're okay. They're so-so. They're not blowing my mind. But little minor changes are happening that are definitely make it feel better than it was. It's like working in hell, but now they have like a water cooler.
Well, that's how I counted it, how I see it, because I know I'm not going to stay there.
No way.
And, you know, and it's just a stepping stone for me. And then one girl that left, she's coming back, and she kind of had her own issues.
Yeah, don't they all? Oh, my God. But, yeah, I would just say just stick where you're at right now. It's a little better than it was. It's a little bit easier to bear it. And just hold off, but keep on looking. Don't stop looking.
Well, I'm on this list where, you know, with it's, you know, through the government where they call you when jobs become available.
Yeah, just keep checking. Keep your name on the list.
Yeah, and I'm on the list now for two different positions.
Well, fantastic. So, you know, like I said, by the end of summer, you're going to have an opportunity to move on. It looks a lot better.
Okay.
You know, so keep in touch and let me know how it works out for you, okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Take care, my friend. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
So with Vox the Psychic, and before I go, I just want to touch base and let you know a little bit about what's going on. You have Mars just moved into Taurus, so if you're a Taurus, try to keep your hat on and not kill anybody like our little friend Kevin out there. And if you're Aquarian, Leo, Scorpio, at early degrees, you know, you could have a little bit of like friction, but it doesn't have to be that bad. And I'll probably put the stuff that I wrote down about Jesse Davis on my forum, most likely, because I didn't really want to like trash anybody or like say anything weird and freak people out. But now in retrospect, you know, I think we can talk about it. And if you ever have any questions, I have a new part on my forum right now called Ask Vox. So if you'd like to submit your topics or questions for the next show, I'll try to get to those. And also you should join the forum at vox.org, VOXX.org, /forum. Have lots of really great subjects and topics to go into in there, so feel free to join. It's free. And you can always call me for a real psychic reading at 323-782-0222. Not like these aren't real. They're totally real. But it's like fun to either do them on the phone, internet, or even in person sometimes. So again, that number is 323-782-0222. And write to me at Vox, V-O-X-X, at Vox.org. And let me know how you're doing. And check me out on MySpace.com and also Facebook.com. And I do have some Friendster, but I never really go there, unfortunately. But anyway, check it out and let me know how things are going for you guys. And I'm signing off for now. So have a mystical, magical day.